Hey y'all, it's the Hot Girl Healer. I hope everyone is doing amazing. On today's episode, we are going to be going over Mercury retrograde and how it's going to affect the sign of Taurus. As a Taurus myself, this Mercury retrograde is going to hit us more so career-wise. So slow down and don't jump into anything too fast. I would recommend not starting any new projects or new jobs until we could say a little bit after February 20th. Anything you start will be delayed because you will have a lack of ambition and it's just the wrong timing. We also see for Taurus a few things going wrong electronically for you, such as phones breaking, dropping phones, water damage, things like that. I do suggest backing up all your files and stuff like that on your computer just because I feel like things are going to be crashing, and with Mercury retrograde, communication is going to be strongly affected for Tauruses, unfortunately. See, I'm stumbling over my words. So, like I said, I do suggest backing anything up that, you know, is important for you. Let's see what else we could feel for Tauruses. And not to let your anger get the best of you. You know, anger is going to be heavy for Tauruses. This Mercury retrograde, so be mindful of that, that you don't let the anger get the best of you. Do the right thing for yourself, Taurus. Don't put others before you. Take care of yourself and your health as well. Don't let other energies attack you, both physically and emotionally draining we could feel for you this month, because you are going to be taking on a workload of yourself and others around you. Remember, it's not your job to take care of everyone else around you. It's your job to take care of yourself first, and then everyone else will fall in line. So just be mindful of that, Taurus. Let's pull a few cards and see what else we can see that's going to happen for you. Let's see. Oh, wow, Taurus. So we have the Moon card, Pisces energy. We have the Judgment in reverse, Scorpio energy, with the Eight of Pentacles, more Earth energy, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. With this energy, trust me, I feel like maybe you're dealing with the Pisces or Scorpio, and spirit is like, you know, the lies are just going to come out a lot. I feel like it's just vomiting profusely lies and secrets and deceit. I also feel this energy is trying to reach out to you, maybe through dreams we could feel, because with the Moon card, it does resemble and show dreams and intuition and things of that. We could say like lucid dreaming, where I feel like this energy is going to come to you. So I do feel that as well. And spirit is like, hey, they're trying to come and approach you. Don't let them have that time or space or energy around you, to be mindful of them. We also feel them getting into some legal trouble as well. We could say, you know, them maybe doing some time. We could feel like 2 years associated with their energy. With the Eight of Pentacles associated with your energy as well, we do see a lot of good change money wise. We feel going back to school, we feel you feeling a sense of achievement and accomplishment for your energy. We also see a lot of good results and hard work pays off. We do, busy as a bee, I feel. A spirit saying you're going to be busy as a bee. I'm sorry, they just cut me off completely, was like telling they're going to be busy as a bee. So we do feel that energy for you, which I love, because spirit is saying, you know, feeling the struggle or having, you know, so much on your mind, things are going to be taken away. The workload is going to be lessened because of your hard work is paying off, both physically, emotionally, spiritually, and in the sense of work, where you're working for someone else to pay off your bills and things like that. Spirit is like, that's going to pay off in the long run, because, you know, by next year, if you're ready to work for yourself, spirit is like, you might as well jump in head first and go ahead and achieve those goals, which I love for you. So remember, Taurus, at least until February 20th, don't start any new projects. Don't get mad at your boss. Back up your iPhone, your computer, things like that. And most importantly, take care of yourself. Do right by yourself first before you do right by anybody else. Self is more important. And sometimes as a Taurus, we forget that because we are so loving, nurturing, and caring that we would give our last. I mean, we'll talk shit while we're doing it, but we'll definitely give our last. But Spirit is like, no, even while you're talking shit, girl, they don't deserve any ounce of your time. Protect yourself at all costs, especially if you're dealing with a Pisces or Scorpio. I mean, really, they ain't shit at the moment. I would stay clear of them for at least the next year, year and a half. Well, I do appreciate your Tauruses for listening. I'm sorry if this was a little bit all over the place. Spirit just had a lot for you. Well, I do appreciate you guys once again so much for listening. Once again, my name is Paula, the Hot Girl Healer. I hope y'all have an amazing day. Thank you. Bye.